Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine on a beautiful Saturday coming to you from bbsradio.com. This is Whiplash Talk, and I am so excited to be here with you all today. It's been such a beautiful week, so charged, so full of energy and so full of life and so full of synchronicities, I'm sure, with my friends that are with me. Rob and Bertie, are you here? Whiplash.
I am. I am here. Bertie, are you in with us?
I am here. However, I do not have a whip.
Right? Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Anybody, you're gonna have to go back and listen to the last show, guys. That's coming from the last show. It was fun.
Speaking of synchronicities, I just wanted to, before we get, I'll let you introduce, actually, maybe it's better to say, I won't say what the, you know, before I read your email this morning.
Yes.
I look up and there was a bottle of something on the fridge. I don't know what it is. It was like Tums or something, but it was facing the other way. Uh-huh. Not a product I use anyways.
Right.
What I was drawn to, for some reason, I was taking milk out of the fridge, making coffee, and I look up and just like how synchronicity works. Like, I don't know why, but there was a few numbers like on the bottom, like a barcode or something or a product code. And it was 66633TC.
That is so cool. Yeah, everybody take note. It's going to be a really interesting show. I want to definitely start with that one for sure. We'll just jump right into it. I've got Rob and Bertie with me today. They were with us on here on Whiplash Talk last week. And we were talking about basically the spine and some of the posts on forthepeople.space. There were three that we listed. The one that we really didn't get to dig into a lot that all three of us really enjoyed. We enjoyed all of them, but all three of us wanted to talk a little bit more about, I believe, I'm speaking for everyone. was the one called Once Sacred. And it was the one that has the painting by Michelangelo on it. It's called The Creation of Adam. It's a painting on the Sistine Chapel ceiling circa 1508 through 1512. And Bertie told a story about going to visit her parents, and there was a new painting picture above the sofa, and lo and behold, there was that picture. And it was just, it wasn't the entire picture. It was just the index finger to index finger, almost touching. Very, very famous painting. And specifically when they zoom in on that particular part of it. And so we just didn't get done. And we just had so much fun. We decided, let's just bring this back and let's just address this again. And let's get a little more deep into some of the numbers that were talked about. That's not my area of expertise, but, I'm sure my friends, I'll get by with a little help from my friends here on my show.
Oh, that's another synchronicity. I love that song. Should we sing it at the end?
Let's do.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm writing it down.
All right.
Okay. Okay. I'm doing it.
I'll cheer for you.
Okay. You know what that reminded me is I was actually sharing that with my mom because she was watching something. It was like the music Hall of Fame or whatever. And I think they inducted Joe Cocker or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I was like, yeah, I remember that. I always remember that song from when I was a kid. The Wonder Years. That was the theme song.
It was. Uh-huh. It was. Yeah.
I love that song. You know, just that song from the, yeah. It's mm-hmm. part of my childhood.
Right? You're like, I got this. I got this. Yeah. So, we'll try to remember to sing that. Bertie, you're going to have to help us remember.
Sure.
So the thought for the week, I'm going to start at the beginning. If you guys have thoughts, you can do them wherever you want to do them. But the thought for the week, it was my tea bag this morning. Traditional Medicinals, man, I love their teas, and they talk to me. And the thought today for this week until next week is plant kindness and gather love. And that totally goes along with some recent posts that were on forthepeople.space that spoke to me that isn't there. I'm sure it's coming back. I'm believing it'll come back. Mm-hmm. I know it will come back. But we have all got to stay in our heart centers right now. That is, we're here to hold space and carry love. So just consider yourself a love vessel and plant kindness and gather love. So that is my thought for the week for everybody on Whiplash Talk. What do you guys got?
I'll let you go first, Birdie.
No, you go this time. You go first this time.
I don't have any thoughts for the week so far. What would like
You guys can have them at the end. I'm just saying, what do you got? You don't even have to have a thought right now. You can just like, what do you think of the thought, or change the subject and move on. I'm just pitching it to you.
Yeah, I was I thought it was interesting. The only thing that I had that I wanted to share was the synchronicity, but I already did.
Yeah, it was
So
good. Yeah.
yeah.
Okay, we'll move on. We'll move on.
I will say with part of this post, even just the first one with the 666, this week's been a lot of that with the numbers. I've been getting 33s all week, 17s, 33s, six, it's been a lot of that. And what we talked about on the last show, I was fasting. And I was being a little stubborn because I just had this 17 in my brain. Like, I'm like, I really want to do 17 days. Like, it was just, but by like day 14, I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm hungry. Like, I'm trying. And then I knew that I was being stubborn, but I just was like, it's 3 more days. I came this far, but my body was like, girl, you got to eat. Like, it's time.
Right.
I think it's
So,
always better to listen to your body. That's what
Right,
I
exactly. It was
exactly.
like that whole, I love the number 17 in it, and I was trying to almost force it. So a friend of mine got it, back in December, got me a gift certificate to try this sound healing. It was and I kind of forgot about it. She kept reminding me. I thought, okay, well, I'll just do it. So I went on Friday morning, and it was interesting. I mean, I've never done anything like that, but I'll try things. But it was pretty cool. And well, number one, so then he gives you feedback about some of the messages or whatever he got. So of course the first thing he says was, did you used to drink a lot? It's like, well, yeah, actually I have. So he picked up on that, and I just started laughing because that's the first, he's like, I hated for this to be the first thing that I said, but because that kept coming up. Well, I go, that was a big part of my life, so of course it would come up. And the second thing was, he said to me, the fasting that you're doing is really good for your body. However, it's too long. And I'm getting, if you're gonna do it, you do 10 days, 10 days fast, 7 days eat. And I was like, I just really wanted to do 17. And he's like, 10 plus 7 is 17. I was like, oh, mommy, duh.
You're like, oh,
So,
okay, got it. Okay, I'll go eat now.
my gosh, because I had that 17, and he was getting a message without even knowing me that it was a 17-day cycle that I could do, like, or vice versa, 7 days fasting, 10 days eating, whatever. But that's what he came back with, and he like looked at me and goes, do you know that 10 plus 7 17? And he's like, could you go get yourself something to eat now? Immediately out. It tasted like I had a cup of miso soup, and it was like a 7-course meal. I was in heaven. I was like, oh my gosh, I've never tasted anything so good in my whole life.
That's
My
awesome.
gosh, yeah. So it's been like numbers and things like that. It's interesting to do that sound healing. I mean, it was a new concept. So
Yeah.
yeah, that was
Was it
kind
with
of,
crystal
that was kind of
balls?
my week. Was
No,
it
it
crystal?
wasn't with crystals, was it? Was it with crystal balls?
But no crystals or anything like that. It was just at like a headset where they set it to a certain amount of hertz, and it's supposed to be, I mean, I could almost feel the water in my body. Like, it was really cool. Yeah, there was nothing real strange. I'm not into too much of that stuff, hokey.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say hokey, but I'm just careful with a lot of that stuff. But this is pretty interesting. I don't know that I would keep going back because I wouldn't feel the need for it, but it was interesting to experience something new and try it. And then after that, I met my friend, and we went shopping, and I got these items, and there was like all these crazy coupons, and they were supposed to be like $60 an item, and I had three. And by the time all was said and done, each one was $33.
Nice.
It was just like that kind of stuff was happening.
That's so
17,
cool.
33, so, that kind of
Yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, I will say there is a place in the Pacific Northwest, in the largest city in the Pacific Northwest, we'll leave it there, and it's in the name of it, the Seattle Sound Temple, and that is owned by a person that I would trust, and so there are good people out there that do good things, but
Yeah, I just realized
it is with
that it.
crystal bowls, and they are. Magical.
Yeah, I
Anyway.
think the crystal bowls are. I've never done one, but I have friends that do it.
Yeah.
But it, like, to be in the resonance with them in the same room, is
Yeah.
never going to beat a digital signal, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. So can you imagine that? Multiply what you just experienced, Karen, by 10.
Wow.
And
Wow.
that's
Yeah.
why. Like,
Yeah.
that's why music changed so much when it started being digitally recorded, and then everything, before they started doing that, I think it was in the 80s, records, like, literally, I think, say the Beatles or something, like Abbey Road, where it was literally whatever they, all the sound system, the analog signal going through from all their instruments and mics or
Right.
whatever, and it was
Right.
being directly imprinted onto the vinyl plate.
Yes.
So you were getting, like, every, it was just literally, I don't, from what I understand, and if somebody out there, a listener or T, Mr. T, correct me if I'm wrong, but it was literally the analog signal going directly
Yep.
onto the vinyl. That's why,
That's why everybody goes back to vinyl.
yeah, but nowadays you want the original ones because now they're
Yes.
digitally remastered.
You're
So
right. You're right.
you're losing it all. And
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
noticed that stuff because I DJ and I produce music, and I was going to do a live set, a live mix, recently, well, I guess my most recent one, 2 years ago. And the program that I was using, it was a digital mixing console, and I'd never noticed it before. But to get them all in the same key, it uses AI, and it totally degraded the music sound. And I recorded this amazing mix, and then I went back to listen back to it. And the average person might not hear it, but I'm like an audiophile, I love sound. I love the
Me
crispness
too.
of it,
Me
and it was
too.
totally degraded. So,
Okay. Synchronicities, I am about to jump out of my chair here. You are preaching me happy, as they would say, in the Christian world. White hanky waving. I'm sorry to jump in, but you are setting this up beautifully, so I'm going to jump in before we go off on another subject. I too study music and I love music. And I, when we talked about the spine is your flute on the inner music on for the people.space, the posting inner music, it really resonated with me in it, like deep. And I'm like, okay, what is going on? And you guys are awesome. So I did some research because we call it the spinal cord that runs in the spinal column, and it's CORD. And I'm like, but if the spine is my flute, then it's a spinal CHORD for me. Okay. So I started digging, and I'm like, I am going to sing something so maybe people will understand a little bit about consonants and dissonance. And you as a DJ will understand what I'm saying. So I'm picking a really basic song that a lot of people will know, a lot of people that come out of church, Catholic, whatever. So I hope I'm not going to cause any timelines for anybody, but it's one that I can do that will really show the difference between consonants, CONSONANCE, which is agreement, harmony, accord. We're all in accord, right? So your spinal column, your spinal cord is in harmony. It's working with your body. It's in accord with all of your organs and everything that drives you, that central nervous system, okay? As opposed to dissonance, DISSONANCE, which is disagreeable. It's a lack of harmony. It's discord. The definition is like a lack of agreement. So your spinal cord, your spinal column is dissonant. It's not an agreement with your organs. It's not an agreement with your limbs. It's not an agreement. So there's a push pull, okay, a yin yang. So, if you guys will humor me, I don't know how this is going to go, but here we go. Okay. I know, right? It's always fun stepping out of your comfort zone. But this is one that I think I can really point out. I'll start out in the major chord. There's major chords and minor chords. Major chords are consonants. Minor chords create that dissonance, and it's beautiful. It can create some beautiful, beautiful movements and songs, but I just want everybody to understand, if you're not a musician, there's a lot hidden in this article called Once Sacred. There's a lot hidden in there that really speaks to the musician in me. And so I'm hoping to bring it to people that maybe aren't musicians that will understand kind of what it's saying. Okay, so here we go. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. That's all in a major chord. Okay. So
Woo, yay.
thank you. So that's all in a major chord. Okay. So I'm going to go into the third verse. The songs are written in verses and choruses and bridges. And so that was the first verse. So I'm going to go to the third verse and I'm going to start it in a minor chord. So let me do like the last few lines from the major chord and you'll hear how it goes into a minor. Okay. So think of your spinal cord while you're hearing this and how it was in alignment in the consonants. So it's in a chord, and then how it goes into the discord and when it goes into the discord. And then tell me which word takes it back into a major chord. Okay, you ready? Okay, so we'll go. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. Where was the major? Excuse me, as
At
I choked.
already? At already?
It's on come.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it, but it was transitioning to, I have already right
Yeah,
there
right there.
come. Yeah.
Yeah.
So my cat's right here. Hi, Wee Woo. Hi, honey. She's like, you're singing. What's up? So, that's the best way for me to help maybe people that are not musicians or that have not had a lot of musical background to be able to hear what a chord and discord is. So discord, disease, dis-ease, right? So if your spinal column that has your spinal cord, which they say is C-O-R-D, I'm pointing it out today as a C-H-O-R-D, major and minor chords. So that is when you're doing your commands, I command my spirit to balance and heal my body. And if there's something that is in discord, then you're wanting to take it back into a chord. Does that help?
I love it. Thank you so much for sharing all that and the
You're
singing.
welcome. Yeah, it
You're
sounded
welcome.
beautiful. Oh, you're
I can't
sweet.
sing after that. You're just going to sing Joe Cocker at the end of the show. How about
No.
that?
You guys are great. You guys are very kind. Thank you. So that is since you transitioned into the music, that's kind of where I wanted to take that. But we can go back now to Let's get back into the numbers. And you were talking about music as well. So somebody jump in and take it away.
Well, I just wanted to point out the like just basically around the spinal column thing and how much it like that was never, you know, aside from like sit up straight or stand up straight, but you don't, and I think I mentioned it on either the last show or the show before, but I've had several major spinal injuries, like diving into a pool as a kid that was very shallow and hurting, like, you know, luckily I'm not paralyzed, but I didn't realize how much it affected my neck. And then having a broken collarbone and torn short, like, I don't want to go through my list of injuries and put people on timelines of that sort of thing, but I didn't know how out of alignment I was. And I didn't know. So a few years ago when I started doing yoga, and now I've been doing Qigong, but like getting into accord or getting my spine straight and having like unbelievable like releases, energetic releases within it, and letting, because there's just blocked energy and unblocked energy. So you're not going to be able to grow your light per se, in my opinion, to full per, you know, max power, the, you know, fully grow it all the way through if you don't have a straight spine, because that's, you know, what's letting it all through. And I've had so many releases recently, and I didn't know how out of alignment my spine actually was. So just if people don't, when you really start putting conscious awareness on it and your posture, how you're sitting, how you're breathing, and if you have a collapsed spine when you sit down, you can't breathe with your diaphragm into your belly, which is how we're supposed to be breathing. You know, we've I was listening to one guy and he said, like, especially for men, you know, we were taught to like suck in our gut if we had a gut or whatever. And he said, stop
Women
doing that
too.
because, yeah, but so he said, stop doing that because it's so horrible. Like, even the whole like having like trying to work for six pack and get abs, you're always flexing your stomach and sucking it in, and you're breathing just into your chest very shallowly. And so it destroys your lower body because you're not breathing into your belly. So it's messing up your pelvic floor, it's messing up your breathing pattern. So I'm really focusing on breathing into my belly, but you can only do that when you're sitting straight up, like erect, because then your belly's there. But if you're in a collapsed spine, your stomach kind of squishes. So it's really hard to breathe into your belly if you're sitting with a collapsed spine. So focusing your conscious awareness on your posture, I know it seems like a little bit like, oh, schoolboyish or schoolgirlish trying to sit there but when you do it with conscious awareness rather than being told to do it, you're doing it because you want to be in accord or in harmony, then it's a different thing. It's you're not doing it out of, oh, I'm just doing it because somebody told me to sit up straight. You're doing it because it's healthy.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's really good. I know there are people that, and I just want to clarify this, there are people that are born with, let's say, with a an irregular curve in their spine, and it's not to say, we're not saying that you cannot increase your light and you cannot ascend if you have a curvature in your spine that you have not been able to experience correction in that. But I do agree, Rob, with what you're saying is I've sat at a computer for, gosh, many, many, multiple years. And so you end up with your shoulders forward and you end up slumped over. And so the next thing you know, you're breathing in your chest because you are not sitting up straight with your arms, with your shoulders back, because you're positioned incorrectly at the computer. And the next thing you know, you have to deprogram that and literally retrain your body on how to stand and how to sit.
Oh
And
yeah.
so I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah, and like we talked about last week, it's all connected, like. And so I don't know, like, you know, whatever his name was it Kevin Reese? I always think Greg Reese,
Yes,
but
Dr. Ke Kevin Reese.
yeah, but just really amazing stuff that he was sharing, because now that I'm more consciously aware of it, you don't know what you don't know. You don't know that maybe your right hip's out because your spine's out. You don't know that maybe your left knee's out because it's your right big toe or something silly like that. Like, it's everything's connected. So getting that balance back and that harmony, that poise and that, you know, kind of, I guess, like the symmetry in yourself,
I
is
like,
just, yeah,
yeah, go ahead.
it's been wonderful. And I'm just noticing, like, it's almost like brought tears to my eyes the other day, because I had another release in my spine and I was like, man, like, I didn't even know that was not in alignment. Like, and it's like, so I've been like, if I felt that release, it means I can't remember it ever happening before. So I mean, I've been out of alignment since I was a kid, you know?
Right. And that's good. I know sometimes my spinal move, or sometimes I can just bend over and just relax and it'll go k-k-k, just kind of, ooh, let's get that stress back out. Let's get that stretched back out. So yeah, that's wonderful. Birdie, you're being quiet. You want to sing? Sing, little birdie, sing.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
I'm a sleepy little birdie today. Sorry for that. I just yeah, no, I'm just listening. I'm enjoying it. And yeah.
Yeah, all
Yeah,
good.
that's it.
All good.
See, I sat up straight. Like when I was talking, where I was talking, I'm like, okay, shoulders back, and I'm listening. It feels very, it's odd. It feels uncomfortable, like until you really start doing it. But every time I think about it, I've been practicing it for a couple weeks now. It does make a difference. Like when you lay in bed, if you're a side sleeper, we always end up bending our knees. Like instead, I'm trying to, I've been doing it. At first, it was like 2 minutes and it was really uncomfortable. Then it was 5. And then over a couple weeks, now it's becoming more natural to just straighten the spine, like to not always have it curved. So, yeah, I mean, it
That's
does
good.
make a big difference. And I notice my mobility is a lot better because of it. So there's definitely a lot to it.
So, any other synchronicities on this article that you guys want to touch on that you had happen? Either one of you?
Let's
I don't
see.
know about synchronicities. Like, I'm not so big on the numbers thing, but I just really do love the fact, like, it's synchronistic that it came up at a time in my life when I was really focusing on our spine, and we don't really know how important that is to our health. And that's the thing, is like I said, it was almost like when you have these breakthroughs or adjustments, and I always did it because when I hurt my back in 2013 or whatever, it's like I was like, I don't want to be reliant on a chiropractor or doctors. I'm not a fan of them. Not to say that there aren't good ones out there, but I just always knew it's like I'm the only person that I'm always going to be with. Well, I always had this vision of living in the mountains for a few years, or if I'm out at the cottage or wherever I decide to go. It's like I want to be able to take care of myself. I don't want to need a team of like chiropractors and doctors and nutritionists and all this stuff. Like, it just costs a lot of money, and B, it's like that. I guess maybe back then I knew, like, I didn't call it spirit, but it's like I said I just want to be able to take care of myself. Like, I don't want people to tell me what I need to do. I know what I need to do deep down inside. And so when you get these releases and you keep doing it, it's like I just want people out there to keep going, because for me it's been a 15-year journey.
That's
And I'm
good.
42 today, and if I was to tell you that I'm,
Today?
no, but like t right now, not today. Not today is not my birthday. But like, if you would have asked me 15 years ago, or told me, traveled back in time and said, you're going to feel better at 42 than you are today, I would have like laughed at you. But it's amazing, because I didn't know I could feel this good. I didn't know what even light in my body was, and I'm experiencing things that most people just probably don't even understand. Or like, if you went and some of the things, it's like I wouldn't even share that with a doctor. I'd be like, yeah, I got light flashes through my body. They'd be like, well, we're going to put you on a this,
That's true. It's true. But everybody's in their own walks, but the further we get into our walks, you've been at it for 15 years, the further we get into our walks, the more that we shed things and the more that we realize, you know what? I got this. I got this. Yeah, it's really good.
I had another synchronicity. A couple of them I forgot about just until now. Thank you, Rob, for giving me the time to collect myself and think of them.
You're welcome. Share, share.
Yeah, obviously it's a lot about music, the spine, the flute, and a week seems like it was like a month ago. Like time, it doesn't. I'm losing time, which is wonderful. I've always wanted that to happen, and I'm like, what in the world day is it? Like I mean, I have a job and stuff, and I know I have to be there, but half the time I'm like, what day is it? Like it's kind of fun.
Same.
I don't really, but
Same.
yeah. So I love music too. I'm not like sunshine or anything, but I'll sing at the top of my lungs in my car, that's for sure. But on the one picture, it's the one with, well, you have the it's the one with Mr. Atlas, that picture. So a friend had sent over a new band, like a band that I hadn't listened to before. Actually, I ended up having one song on my playlist. I just didn't know it was them. And it was called, the band's called The Score. And I had mentioned last week that a similar pictures on Van Halen's one of their albums. I think it's the 5150, their album. Well, so it was like this picture, and then the band that he sent me had a similar picture, the same thing. So that was another three. And
Cool.
then randomly, on my playlist, I just hit a mix, and a Jethro Tull flute solo song came on. The whole thing was like flute. It was like, okay, all right. So I love music, and you get a lot of messages. I get a lot of messages when songs come on, and if you really listen, it's wow.
Agreed. Totally agree. That's it. Yeah, I agree. There was one day at work. It was this last week. One day at work last week that I am not kidding you. Every song that came on, I was like, it was a different artist, but the same spirit in each artist, in each different artist. You guys all know what I'm trying to say. And so I was like, I hear you. I hear you in that one too. I hear you. And just and it just made me giggle and smile all day because it was like almost all, it was definitely all morning and some into the afternoon. It was just one after the other. And it was so funny because it was everything from, John Denver to Queen. It was just this wild mix of songs that was just playing. And it was like, I hear you. I hear you. So it was a lot of fun. It was cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool when you get those kind of messages and you know that they're directed at you. Like, I mean, that song wasn't on my playlist, but it came on because I have other Jethro Tull songs, but I was like, I never heard that one before. And it was a full flute solo. Well, they have a
So
lot of
cool.
flute in their music too, which is maybe why it kept coming on. But yeah, I mean, it's you hear these things and you get these messages. It's awesome.
It's really
And you know they're
good.
for you. So as long as you're paying attention, they're there.
There's a command I do. I command my spirit to give me the capacity to interpret what my heart is saying and feeling and knowing. I've taken the word feeling out, but saying and knowing. And sometimes I believe that I hear through music, through lyrics, through even just people that say things, as I'm interacting with them, I will hear what is needing to be communicated to me through that. So I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah, that's a big one for me too, like synchronicities with music and stuff. It just happens all the time.
Okay,
And that's the
guys.
thing is you have to ask your spirit, say spirit commute, and don't look for the signs, but know when they show up. Like the other day, I was walking to the mall and to get some stuff. Sorry, I'm choking on cinnamon.
Cinnamon tea.
No, I grind my own and stuff, and so some of the chunks are quite big. But anyways, I hope I don't pass. I'm gonna be fine.
You'll be fine. You'll be
Self
fine.
Heinlich here. I had
Excuse
my
me.
glasses off because I take my glasses off when I walk. I just like to have the natural sunlight and whatever come in my eyes, and I just don't want to be wearing my glasses all the time. So I can't see that far. Like I can, but I'm not that bad. But I just ask my spirit to speak to me in ways that I understand. And like, spirit, what do I have to work on today? And so I was
Good.
walk and I was walking, and so as I'm walking by, I noticed there's a van to my left, and there's some writing on the side. And I was like, oh, that's got to be it. I know it is. And then I put my glasses on, and on the side of the van is it's called Finesse Plumbing, I think it was. And I was like, well, so I'm working on finesse. So I got home and I was like looking up at all the different definitions of finesse. And like obviously it's you can finesse something like just kind of articulate, gentle, swift movement or whatever. But also another interesting word was it's a stratagem in which one appears to decline an advantage. So it's like also like a move in cards. So I love learning all the different like meanings behind things because it's like, oh, it can apply different ways. So how we interpret things is often very like our perception or perspective on things can be different, right? And I think it really depends on our level of consciousness too, right?
It's really
Because we can
good.
interpret signs negatively or positively. And that's why, I like The Way of Mastery, that book. It talks about, I guess, and I always agree with it, that when we're in perfect synchronicity, everything's synchronistic. So you won't need signs. You're just in the flow. So to me, synchronicities pop up either as a reminder or when I feel off, then it'll get me back on track. Because truly, like a truly enlightened mind doesn't look for signs, right? Because it's everything. When you're there, you're just in it all the time. So you don't need the signs because you're just always in that remembrance and that peace energy, being like, oh yeah, I'm creating this, or I'm existing in it and co-creating it.
Yeah, that's really good. I really wish that post that was on for the people.space was back up. I'm just believing and or not
Genesis is
believing.
back up.
Did it just come back up?
Shh, I had it on auto refresh just in case. There
Nice.
was
Okay.
another one too, though, I think.
Yeah, there was. But Genesis, I thought was really good because it talked about Phil Collins, and In the Air Tonight. And those lyrics are so powerful. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh Lord, I've been waiting for this moment all my life. Can you feel it coming in the air tonight? I know I've talked to Birdie. Rob, you and I haven't talked recently. But I can sense that change. I can sense it. I can feel it. And when Genesis was posted, I was like, "Blah ha!" It was really good for the people.space /Genesis. And then it says, "Well, if you told me you were drowning, I would not lend a hand. I've seen your face before, my friend, but I don't know if you know who I am." I'm like, "Oh my gosh, this thing is just." The lyrics are incredible on this song, and Genesis was amazing. How did it speak to either one of you?
Well, I think now this reminds me of a synchronicity because I didn't remember it until it came back up. But this is like for people that are like, oh yeah, synchronicity. It's so true because if you're just paying attention and really, and it might not come to you right away. So the other day, like two or three times this week, I was walking on my daily walks. One day I saw a sign and it just said fire route. And I was like, oh, fire route, like, okay, fire route, not a big deal. It's just a sign. And then randomly, then another day, I saw it, and I was like, "Why do I keep on like looking at these signs at that specific time?" Then I saw another license plate the next day, that was FYR space DR, so
Fire.
fire doctor. And I was
Yeah.
like, "So it's a firefighter or something?" But
Right.
I was like, "Well, what is it like? What's with all this fire this week?" And then when this post came up, it was talking about the fire of Aries, activating the fires of Aries. And I was like, whoa, that's just brought it full circle. That's like,
Right.
so that's
This
like
is so
to me,
good.
yeah, it's like, but if you're not paying attention, you don't pick up on that stuff, right?
Right. Birdie.
That picture of the Phoenix, I'm painting that. That is so cool. The
Isn't that
one under the
amazing?
Aries part. I did something similar to that. These colors are a little different, but I'm doing this picture because it was the coolest one on the post as far as I'm concerned.
And you know what's cool is that's the name of my book, Phoenix Rising, is because I remember I told you I wrote a book about getting jumped, and I don't know if I said it. Was it on this show? I can't remember.
Yep, it was on
But
this
yeah,
one.
okay. But that's the name of it. The gentleman who was like that I had the experience with, his name is Phoenix, and I called it Phoenix Rising. And actually, it's funny because we went back to the condo at the time when I was younger. My parents had a condo in Toronto, and it was they had the up on the top penthouse. So I was like Phoenix Rising, going up the elevator. I was like, this is hilarious. I'm like, you can't write this shit. Like, oh, truth is stranger than fiction, So the book's called Phoenix Rising.
That's really
Rob, that
good.
used to be my password on my computer was Phoenix Rising.
Used to be, she said, everybody. So.
Used to be. No, no hacking allowed. No hacking
Oh,
allowed.
you can have it. Take it. Have
That's
at it. Good luck.
funny. I like this post. Just going for, yeah, some of the art in this post is amazing, but just the content is deep. And there was a post that somebody sent me that's more on the truther side that was from SGN on, Q News Patriot. And it literally, this Genesis was gone. It was gone. And literally, it was basically breaking this down on everything. No, it was from somebody else. I can't remember who it was from. Anyway, it was from another person. Let me put it that way. But they were basically talking about the same subject matter. And then at the very end of this post, in quotes, "I've been waiting for this moment all my life," end quote. And yeah, we have. We really have.
It's all
Yeah, if
coming
you don't get the
together.
chills listening to that song, I don't know
Whew.
what's wrong.
Right? Right? It's yeah, you're right. Both of you guys are right. 2026 is the beginning of spirit becoming more empowered than old structures, knotty networks, and industrialization lacking integrity. The spirit of humanity is rising above programming to realize who they really are and how to apply their innate potential. Those engaged with their own inner light will thrive like never before, and those in their head and old systems remaining subservient to outside authority that override personal power slash spirit may have difficulty as old systems shatter and fall before their eyes. I've said on this show many, many, many times that our purpose is to plant ourselves, hold light, and then to help others, because I do believe that there will be fracturing, and that's one of the reasons that I believe that, we are to have our projects to be able to help people. And I'm going to say this as well. I do believe that, as we've talked about before with Dolores Cannon, about talking about the timeline split, I do sense that. I do sense that happening. And this is kind of describing that without getting into a lot of detail. Anybody have any thoughts on that?
Well, like on what you just said or on the article?
Either.
Well, what I like, another part that I really liked that was like, for me, it's like, I just needed to hear it was when it was talking midway through the article or whatever about Uranus, but it talked about, this is your chance to end a 7-year theme of disruption to material, financial, and bodily security as Uranus is removed from influencing our material world, in quotes, in Taurus to supporting to supporting and benefiting communication and higher technology in Gemini. And like the past 7 years have been like horrible for me. Like they've been the best and worst, but they've not been nice at all. Like my old like, but it's been beautiful because it's like, kind of, I guess, butterfly stage for me because I'm whittling away all the stuff. But like, man, like for your entire life, like literally starting in 2019, that was when, well, it was 2018 when I severed off my thumb, and then, my stepdad passed away in 2019. And like, I moved 3 times because of like just pretty much everything in my life was just getting chucked away. Just like everything, then COVID, then girlfriend, then moving again, and then family. And it's like, okay. And then projects that I'm working on, not panning out, and it's like, oh my God, like I was like, and I felt like I was going crazy. And then, but now it's like, okay, well, there's other influences that we don't really understand, I think, especially in this time-based reality. So that was, for me, it was like, whew, so you mean I'm not going crazy? Like there's something else here, like something's happening,
Yes, I agree. Uranus and Taurus stimulates every aspect of self and society that wants to break free from fear, lack, harm, and patterns of enslavement, is what it says. Man, Asha, you knocked this one out of the park. You always do. This is your chance to end a 7-year theme of disruption to material, financial, and bodily security as Uranus is removed from influencing our material world in Taurus to supporting and benefiting communication and higher technology in Gemini. That's just, there's so much in this article, guys, and we just do not have the time to break it down today. But Birdie, what are you feeling? What you got? Anything on this? Anything else other than you're going to paint that beautiful phoenix?
Can't wait. That's going to get painted soon.
Yeah,
No,
right.
this article, I read it a couple times because there's so, I mean, it's almost going to take three or more because there's so much in it that it's like break it down. It's a lot, but there is a feeling out there, of course. Like, even my mom, who she called me and said, Yeah, I really feel like something's going on. Like there
Yeah.
people are feeling these
Yeah.
things, and I'm like,
Yeah.
yeah, there is something going on, that's for sure. But there's a lot of there's a lot of information, but when you read it, it makes sense, and it's, yeah, okay, we get that. And like just like you started the show with, plant kindness and gather love. I mean, that's what we're here for. Because there's going to be some people who are really going to need beings of light to help them to deal with some of this stuff. Because we've been dealing with this for years, and at first it could, like, that whole pulling the tablecloth off, that could really harm a lot of people, because they don't want to know. I didn't want to know at some point. It's like, oh, you turn the other cheek. Oh no, I don't. But you don't really want to know, kind of thing. And so it's a brave thing for each of us to acknowledge these things and still walk in the light, and just walk, lead from the heart, always lead from the heart.
Always. I think that's a really good point. I know that sometimes for those of us that have to kind of work in and out of the matrix, we go in and out of it, in and out of it. It's a little bit of a challenge to shine your light, keep your light, plant your light, and then people are drawn to you, but when they're drawn to you, they also want to, I don't want to use the word dump. They also want to share all of the details of their life and their challenges with you. And I've had to a couple of times say, I am a super sensitive person. I want to hear about what's happening, but please do not give me the details. Your sister's cat got hit by a car. That's enough. That's enough. I don't need to hear any more than that. I don't need to hear the drama that ensued. So, because I'll take that with me for a month if I'm not caring. It makes me work, and I want to work on me. I don't want to work on undoing some programming that I have to redo,
It's tough, like, and I agree because, and you don't realize it until, like I'm just coming through, finding Ron's stuff, and like only a few years ago, I think in 2022, and I knew a lot of stuff, but like I didn't realize how much. And it was funny because I was last night before bed, whatever, I have this like pillow that you put between your knees because I love sleeping with the pillow between my knees, but it's not natural material. It's like whatever, it's like polyester or whatever. I don't know what it's made out of, but it's clearly not cotton or wool, right? But it's crazy because it's so like I grab it every time I touch it, I can see sparks like lightning bolts come out of my fingers, and it's like we have and
That's
so I was thinking
awesome.
about that last night, about seeing that, about like, well, the energetic cords we don't see, how and everything is energy, so we don't see. Like I used to be that same person, and that's why I think I got so far down the rat hole, was because I really was always there, tried to be there for my friends. It was like, oh, somebody's going through something. Going out for a night with the boys, going out drinking. And I thought that was like, you don't realize that you're taking on other people's stuff, that you don't realize that everything from your ancestry is hidden in your DNA. You don't realize that you're taking on entities. You don't real like we're so set up to fail here. It's bananas. Like shit's so sideways. But if you don't know all that stuff, it drives you crazy because you think there's something wrong with you, and there's not. There's
There's
something wrong
not.
with your past because you keep remembering it, or you don't have enough spirit, and you keep taking things on. But I had that same thing this week where a friend was, talking to me about stuff, and it's like, okay, you could tell. Like I understand you're going through a lot, and if you just like want to reach out, whatever it is. But I don't need to know the whole thing like you told me before. And it's like I feel guilty because it's like people think that like, oh, they need someone to talk to, but they don't understand. So I think that's the tough part, is that to let people know that, yeah, because I take stuff on and it's like, oh man, this person told me this thing, and it's like then I'm feeling off for a day, and it's like it's not even my stuff to deal with.
Not your stuff to deal with. Don't carry the load. Yeah, and I've empowered myself to be able to let go. Okay, so, stop, stop. I am uber sensitive to things like this, and I care about you, and I want to know what's going on in your life, but I cannot carry the details. I can't handle them because it'll knock me down for a long time. And they're like, oh, okay, that kind of thing. So, Yeah, and you do kind of feel weird, but I tell you what, I felt a lot better afterwards instead of carrying that burden for a month. So, yeah, interesting.
Yeah, and it takes learning and practice, and that's why anybody out there listening, that's why I'm doing my show. It's not like I don't want to be like, trust me, it's every time I go to do it, it's like, oh, like I know I'm putting people on timelines. I have to go back and revisit these timelines again, but it's really for other people to know, because I've never even, through all the stuff I've watched, you hear people tell stories of things they've overcome. Yeah, but and then they teach it, you go to like something else where it's like, everybody teaches you the law of attraction. That's all matrix stuff. It's like the opposite of living from your heart. And so all these people teaching stuff, they're not teaching you how to live from your heart. They're teaching you how to survive in the matrix. They're teaching you how to use force of will and manipulate other people, how to win friends and influence people, how to manipulate people through power of mind, the battle of wills. So there's no heart in that. And so it's like, even though I'm doing that and going down those timelines, it's like I'm clearing them, but I'm allowing other people to go and say, okay, well, I've been through all that. And it's like, okay, I'm not crazy. Like this guy went through it too, and he's making it through. And it's a long process. It's a long, long process. There's no magic pill. There's no snapping your fingers, especially for people who dealt with traumas and dramas, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, food. A lot of us, everybody's at
Loss.
a, yeah, anything. Like there's so much stuff that can, cause us to take stuff on that we don't even know we're dealing with, stuff from the past. Like I said before, DNA, nobody's ever taught us that. Nobody's ever taught us that every experience of our ancestors, every thought, belief, trauma, drama is encoded in our DNA. Well, that's why every voice you hear in your head is all the generations of your previous ancestors for God knows how long that your incarnations have been here, your lineage, from 30 to 100,000 years. You could have an insane amount of accumulated DNA, and if you don't even understand that, you have no chance. And that's why teaching that stuff is the most important thing that we can do. There's not to me, there's nothing more important than that, because that's what's going to save people. I work with people in social services, people going through
Two
addictions
minutes.
counseling, and it's just it, you're fighting an uphill battle because you're not getting to the root cause of it all.
And that is, I want to get a tagline in for your show real quick, but that is how, as you both know, Whiplash Talk was birthed, because of the trauma and drama that I ensued, kind of a back-to-back 1-2 punch. And I was looking for something, someone that was in the trenches, and there was no one. They were all clean and, didn't smell all fishy and stinky. And so I jumped in the mud and said, "This is where I'm at, and I'm a mess, and here we go." So what, how do they find you on YouTube quick? We're about down to 1 minute.
It's just Rob Banderson, so RawBanderson.
On YouTube.
Yeah, on YouTube.
Go there, guys. There's a lot of help that he's putting out. Bernie, I love you.
Yay.
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 Thanks for
Thank you.
having
Thanks
me.
for being here. Rob, thank you for being
Thank
here.
you so much.
You're
Yeah.
welcome.
And so one last thing, I was you wanted to say thoughts for it, and based on what we were saying is each boundary you set teaches your body your truth matters, and I'm listening. So your body's always recording and always listening. So set those boundaries because they're important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Plant kindness and gather love, everyone. Much love.
Love you guys. Take
Bye.
care.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.